Well, morning, boys and girls. We've come to the end of the Ten Commandments today. So what number are we on? What number are we on? We're on number 10. Here we are. And before we start thinking about number 10, we're going to go through them all. Do you think that's a good idea so we can remember them all? We've got our hands ready? So here we go. And thank you to Sarah who's done all this. Number one. What's number one? God is number one. That's right. Number two. Who can remember number two? Yes? No idols. Remember, no. No idols. Number three. What's number three? Who's got number three? What's number three? Yes? Do not misuse the name of the Lord. Here we go. Number four. What's number four? Who can show me number four? What is it? If you've forgotten. What's number four, Nate? Keep Sunday special, and it's the number four, isn't it? Number five. What's number five? What's the hand sign for number five? Yes, and what's that one? Who can remember number five? Honour your mother and father, that's right. Number six. What was number six? Do not murder. Nearly got that one. What's number seven? Do you remember number seven? Keep your marriage promises. Remember, that was holding hands, number seven. Number eight. What's number eight? What do we think, Hannah? Do not steal. Remember, two coins. Do not steal. Well done, Noah. And number nine. We did number nine last week. What was number nine? Yes. Do not lie. Remember, it's a big speech sign. Number nine. Can we do that? Should we do that one? Number nine. Do not lie. So, number 10 today. Number 10. Number 10 is, you shall not covet. That's the big word, covet, isn't it? Let's look at the hand sign. It might help us. What do you think that hands, those hands are doing? What are they doing? Almost, it's like they're taking else, wanting someone else's things. That's right. It's like grabbing, isn't it? Can we all do that? Can we have a go? Grabbing. That's what coveting is. Coveting is wanting something and wanting it really, really badly. Now, what's happening on Tuesday? It's Christmas Day. And what happens on Christmas Day? What happens on Christmas Day, Caleb? You're going to help with the Christmas dinner. That's lovely. What about you? What's that? When Jesus was born. Yes, Leah. When you learn about Jesus, you know, that's lovely, isn't it? But do you know, and it's very true as well, this is exactly right. Some boys and girls, all they think about Christmas is, what do you think all they think about is? What do you think, Ethan? Presents, that's it. And that's a bit like that, isn't it? I want, have you ever heard anyone say that? Have you ever said that? I want, and I want it so badly. Have you ever said that? I've got to have it. That's what coveting is. Have you said that? Yeah, I know. I think we all have. And that's what God is telling us not to do, not to covet. Why do you suppose God says it's not good to covet? Is that a difficult question? Well, when you're coveting and you're wanting it absolutely above everything else and you don't care what mum and dad have to do to get you it, it's a bit selfish, isn't it? You're only really thinking about yourself. Whereas, if you are one of the people that belongs to God, he wants you to care about other people. So being selfish and being coveting isn't going to be like the Lord Jesus, is it? Now, why do you think, or what do you think is the opposite of coveting? There's a question. What could be the opposite? Giving, isn't it? I was thinking about hand size. We've got that for grabbing, isn't it? What's giving? It's the opposite, isn't it? Now, we've already thought about this, but Christmas is all about giving, isn't it? So every present that you'll be given, somebody's given it to you. But what is Christmas really, really all about? What was the biggest gift at Christmas? Yes.
Jesus' birth.
Jesus' birth, that's right. Now, who gave us Jesus? God did. That's right. Now, there's a very, very famous verse in the Bible. I think you probably all know it. God so loved the world. Do you know that verse? God so loved the world. What happens after that? God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Have you ever thought about that? God the Father gave his son. He didn't covet his son. He didn't say, he's all mine, I'm keeping him. He gave his son to us. Why did he give him? Well, we go to the rest of the verse. That whoever, Ethan, have eternal life. That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's what Christmas is really all about, because all of us need the Lord Jesus, don't we? Why do we need the Lord Jesus? Why do we need him? Yes. Because we're sinners, that's right. We've fallen far short of God's standard, haven't we? We've done lots of things that God doesn't want us to do and makes him very, very sad. So what he did was he sent his son as a baby at Christmas. The Lord Jesus came to Bethlehem, and then he grew up and he went to the cross for us, didn't he? So that we could become God's children. So, what do you think we can do this Christmas that pleases God, that's the opposite of grabbing and coveting? What can we do? Giving, yes. What could we give this Christmas? What do you think we could give this Christmas? Yes. We could give help, yes. Who needs help this Christmas? Parents with a Christmas dinner. That's really good, yes. What else? Yes, that's right. That's a very good one. What else have we got? Any of you ever given anybody a smile? What happens when you give somebody a smile? Leah, have you given somebody a smile? What happens when you smile to somebody? They make you happy, don't you? You could give smiles to people this Christmas. Have you ever given a cuddle to anybody this Christmas? Have you? Have you all the time? Oh, I like cuddles too. Go and give somebody a cuddle this Christmas. And they'll like that, won't they, Leah? Yes? You've done that too. You see, it's not big things that we have to give. It can just be little things. But do you know the biggest thing that we can give? And we can give this big thing to God, to the Lord Jesus. What could we give to the Lord Jesus? Our lives, that's right, our hearts. And that would be lovely this Christmas, wouldn't it? If we gave ourselves to the Lord Jesus, who loves us so very much. And he wants us to love him too. So, this Christmas morning, on Tuesday, when you wake up, and I bet you wake up early, didn't you, Will? Didn't you wake up really early? Well, I tell you what, why don't you go to your mummy and daddy this Christmas? And you ask them to read you the Christmas story. Could you do that? Yeah. Yes, that's a good idea.
I've got the nativity story.
Have you got the nativity story? Maybe you could read it to your mummy. That would be good, wouldn't it? Lovely, Noah. So why don't you read the Christmas story this Christmas? And you'll remember that the Lord Jesus came. He gave himself to us. And he wants us to love him. And then when you open your presents, I bet it's even more exciting. Because we put Jesus first. Shall we do that? Well, I hope you have a lovely Christmas. And remember, what we remember, number 10? What does it say? Do not grab. Do not grab, yes. Do not grab. And the Bible calls that do not covet. But what we can do is we can give. Give ourselves to the Lord Jesus and give to other people as well. Thank you so much for listening.